Ain't she good as a day, bro? She good in front of me.
Appreciate
it, bro. That's all right. That's okay. I'm saying. So anyway, I was sitting in the club. It's Thanksgiving. Well, you know, I just didn't think about it.
Okay.
I honestly did. Okay.
So you're sitting in the club.
So I'm sitting in the club, so I said, Holy Spirit, you know who in here would really recognize me and appreciate my energy and know where I'm really coming from. And so as soon as I said that, and I turn around, this beautiful woman walks over and scoots in next to me and said, Hi, I'm Jessica. And, you know, I just felt like your energy was really wonderful energy. And I just wanted to come over here and talk to you. And she said, you know, being here is just like being an actor in the play and you watching everybody play their roles, but they've forgotten that they're playing their roles and that we're actually one and that we're, she said, you're the screenwriter, the playwright, the author, the actor. She said, you're creating this whole thing, you know. And I knew I was on a spiritual plane because I hadn't looked at her breast.
They don't last forever, Earl.
Well, you know what's up? That's how you know it's a dream. You know what's the dream. I'm like looking at her, you know, just, you know, and I'm just listening to her. And she's talking nothing but the truth to me. And you know, isn't it great that we're sitting here and we're willing to connect and open our hearts and know that we are truly one? Smiling at me, telling me the truth, recognizing me. Then it's one more thing, see, for me to know whether or not the Holy Spirit had sent her. I knew it was one more thing that needed to happen. And it happened.
What?
She said, what's your email address? Now I knew some serious stuff coming down. And I love it when people make the first move, because then it's easy for them to take responsibility for their experience of me. Because they know they were the one that started it.
Does that absolve you of responsibility for the experience then?
Mm-mm. I'm always responsible for my experience. But the course, when you look back, the course says, when you look back in the past and you try to think about people that you had experiences with in the past, he says, when you think about those experiences, all you are remembering, the only thing you're remembering is your reaction to them. That you don't remember or know anything about how they were reacting to you. And it kind of tripped me out when I read that, because that's true. When I look back at an old relationship and I have my memory about it, I'm really remembering how I felt about it.
Yeah.
The other person might have hated every minute of it. You know, so I really don't know what people's experiences were of me in my past. Isn't that a trip? I don't know how anybody was experiencing me.
So that on my computer, I have a thing that says you can only read your own mind. So that's what we're saying here, isn't it? You can just read your mind.
That's true. That's true.
Well, I mean, because sometimes I always think I know that's what someone else is thinking, and I don't.
So I'm sitting up there in shock, right? Because I just saw a manifestation of a thought that happened instantaneously. And I have to keep remembering my mantra, you know, not don't, it's not about getting, not about seducing, not about manipulating, because I had made the decision that I only wanted direct relationships. Mm-hmm. And direct relationships are relationships with people that I don't have to make any adjustments to them, and they don't have to make any adjustments to me. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? That means I have the audacity to believe that it's possible for someone to love me for myself.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, because it's like, it makes me infinitely patient about relationships, because there's nothing missing in my life that I need a relationship to fulfill anyway. Mm-hmm. So it makes me real patient about my next relationship. I don't need it. I don't need it at all. It always shows up when you don't need it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. When you don't need it, that's when it shows up. When you're needy, it looks like that's when things don't show up. You know? Okay, so we're going to go to the first lesson of the Holy Spirit. Check this out. When your body and your ego and your dreams are gone,
where are you?
Page 104, to have, give all to all. When I first read that, I hated that. To have, give all to all. That sounded like I was being asked to give away my stuff. Mm-hmm. He says, when your body and your ego and your dreams are gone, you will know that you will last forever. When you don't have a body and you don't have an ego and you're no longer dreaming, that's when you will know you last forever. He just told us how you know your eternal life. How? When my body is gone, my ego is gone, and my false ideas are gone. When my body is gone, when my fear is gone, when my false ideas are gone, because the ego is a false idea. He says, when that's gone, you will know that you will last forever. Now, he said, perhaps you think this is accomplished through death. Perhaps you think that getting back to your real self is going to happen after you die. But nothing is accomplished through dying. Because dying is nothing. Death is nothing. So there's nothing that's accomplished through dying. So you don't have to die in order to know you last forever. Everything is accomplished through life, and life is of the man, and life is in the man. So everything is accomplished through the man. The body neither lives nor dies. The body doesn't live and the body doesn't die. The body doesn't live and the body doesn't die. The body doesn't live and the body doesn't die. The body doesn't live and the body doesn't die. Because the body cannot contain you, who are life. What a sentence. Your body cannot contain you. So another way of saying it is, you are not in your body. Your body cannot contain you. Your body contains who you think you are.
The body
can, you are infinitely bigger than